with Zyla.
Oh, yes. I went for a pole dancing lesson. A whole me. True story. And afterwards, I had a quick chat with my pole dancing instructor. Check this out.
Madonna. Madonna's a pole dancing instructor. I had a lesson, and I must say, I am sweating. My hands are tired. My thighs are tired. My ass. Madonna, thank you so much for agreeing to chat with me.
Pleasure.
What got you into pole dancing?
So it's always been one of the dance forms that I've wanted to try since I, you know, graduated high school, and because I was always just into ballet, modern, contemporary, and then when I just moved to Joburg, living by myself, I thought, why not give it a try?
Mm. It's very sexy. It's very sexy, and the dancers that you've listed are not so sexy. So have you always had that within you? Who sparked that? Was it like a boyfriend, or were you watching television and stuff?
So when I was younger, I obviously did a lot of hip-hop, and it was always there where I kind of, you know, embraced my inner goddess, let's say.
Yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the girls at school actually said to me that I am sex personified.
Yes.
And ever since then, I've just been, it's always inside, but you never know.
Yeah. And then your students, very, very diverse group of people. What are some of the reasons that they decide to join?
So it's mainly because of the core. A lot of girls want to come, tone up, get stronger in their core muscles, also want to feel more confident and do something that's a little bit different than just going to your regular gym and doing the standard exercises that everyone does.
Yeah. And then what kind of muscles does it work? Because you talk of gym and we know pumping action, this, that, and that, but are there any other type of muscles that it attacks and goes through, i.e. poor nanny muscles?
So, on the latter notes, it's only whether you want to engage it. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, it's like Pilates.
Yeah.
It's just something that if you think about it, you can engage, you know, do your Kegel exercises specifically.
Okay.
But no, more on the other end, it's mainly the shoulder muscles, all the stability muscles that you never use when you're at the gym. Because
okay.
When you're at the gym, you focus on, as you said, the pumping motion. Whereas at pole, you have to focus on keeping yourself stable.
Okay. So you can do core, arms, thighs, and your punani muscle if you want.
Correct. You can literally engage all of your muscles, including your brain.
Okay. All right. And then, since that is the case, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much could you improve your sex game if you got into pole dancing?
So I'd say you would have a 100% chance of improving your game, not just because it's the sexy side of dancing, but it's more the confidence that it brings to you as a person, and you feel a lot more comfortable in yourself to let go, let loose, and actually, you know, go for it. So that improves your game a lot.
Yeah. And then on average, how much does it cost for classes?
So I'd say, I think it's around 450 Rand to 550 Rand, depending on the number of classes per week that you take. So obviously the less classes you take per week, the cheaper it is. And for the first 3 months, it's only 200 Rand a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so, so much for having me. Thank you so much for allowing me into your class. I didn't dance. I sweated. I shook my booty and injured myself. Oh, what a pleasure. Thank you, Madonna.
Pleasure.
And that's what went down and up and round and around.
All night music
with Zyla. With Zyla. With Zyla.